Not all of us can live in a normal place. While most of the nation lives in cities that aren't far from average, there is the occasional town that is unusual, different, strange, weird, and the name of their town says as much. They go to a place that proclaims, "The odds are with you," on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to Nationwide.com/Andrew. That's Nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the years immediately following the Civil War, Donna Gillickson says the people who settled here were a mix of both sides.
A lot of people from the East and the North came here in this area and settled, and a lot of the ex-Southern patriots came back here.
In 1868, the settlement had grown to the point that the town was platted and an official name needed to be given for the place.
They had written to the United States Postal Service in Washington, D.C., and they had asked if they could use the name Excelsior.
But there was already in Excelsior Springs, Missouri, so the Postal Service turned them down. It was back to the drawing board.
So they submitted three other names, and they said, if those are already taken, we give you permission to think of a name for us, but just something kind of peculiar.
The three new names they had submitted were also already in use. As Gillickson says, the Postal Service was allowed to choose a name that was peculiar.
I think it was interesting they used that word peculiar because they could have said, oh, something that's just unusual. And it could have ended up being unusual Missouri. But they said peculiar.
And because they didn't say unusual, different, out of the ordinary, strange, weird, but specifically peculiar, that's what they got.
So the head of the post office there said, tongue in cheek probably, since you just want a peculiar name, why not use peculiar? And so that's what he assigned them.
Today, the people of the town take pride in being a little different in our nation. In fact, the slogan that welcomes visitors reads, Peculiar, where the odds are with you. Traveling the countryside in Peculiar, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.